we'll do the app and then we'll do the minutes afterwards.
Okay.
So our application is Dana and Adam Parker requesting approval of proposed home occupation, servicing and repair vehicles using 100% of the garage. Property owners Dana and Jennifer Parker. Location 44th Street, tax map 215402. Okay, and it is a home occupation, and they're also adding a small storage or shed, which is how much? What's the footage on that?
216 square feet.
216. Oh, I did see that someplace. Right in the front. Okay.
So this is the garage, and that's the addition.
Yeah, that little red.
Yeah, I see.
All right, so it conforms to all the home occupation regs.
It does.
According to Linda, and I think the zoning administrator may have chimed in as well.
Sure. Okay, I have one question here.
Go ahead.
The size of the shed, how big is that?
216 square feet. It's 16...
It's 13 by 16, 13 and a half by 16.
But it's not a freestanding shed, Cindy. It's actually an addition on the back of the garage.
Existing. The garage is here. Okay.
Okay, gotcha. I misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're on the same permit, but that's allowable as long as it's the same setup.
Sure. And one other question. Where on 4th Street again is this?
Right behind the bank. First house on the right. Dave Anderson.
Gotcha.
Dave Anderson's old house.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So
come get your oil change.
The only question I would have is
what are your rates?
Hours of operation.
It'll be 9 to 5, but there'll be occasional after that. But I mean, we've tinkered before as far as on our own stuff, and nobody's had a problem. But it would be 9 to 5, like okay. You know.
Mondays
and occasional,
Fridays.
Like if somebody gets out of work later or whatever, it'd be 7. It'd be no past 10 o'clock or so. Okay. You know.
Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound too obnoxious.
We're not hearing from any neighbors. You'll probably let everybody know you're doing that anyway.
Yeah. They've got.
You really don't have. Well, you got to cross the road.
Yeah, we're not worried about them. The road divides that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say I got a couple of questions. When you get to that part, let me know.
Go ahead, question away.
Okay, number one, like oil changes, the extra oil, or the oil that is to be disposed of. Will
going
there be
to,
like vehicles?
Going to somebody picks it up.
Like, where will they be located? And there's not going to be a lot of like automotive debris.
Nope.
Out and about around the property, right?
You would drive by my house, wouldn't even know what was going on.
Perfect.
The oil is stored in a 50-gallon drum, and I call the guy when it's full, and he brings me an empty one, and it's disposed of.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for answering that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Questions?
15 or 50?
50.
50 gallons.
50,
okay. Yeah. He has a waste oil burner, so I'm basically warming his garage with my waste. So.
That's my nice.
Used to be
recycling,
quite
popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recycling.
Youngsy had a bin. Any other questions?
No.
Hey, just to add one thing, they don't want to sign right now. In the future, they might, but understand the limitations of the 3 square foot sign without a permit for a home occupation. So.
Yep.
In the future, if they want to put a sign on the lawn, sign on the building, it can go right ahead as long as they're approved for the use and keep within that size.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's okay with everything?
Yeah.
But I would say the latest he's going to work is 10 o'clock. That would be very rare.
That would be,
yeah.
I would think so,
yeah.
Because the noise ordinance.
Yeah, it's very well insulated too, if I was, you know.
Really,
but,
okay.
But no, I'm usually going to be getting home probably around 6:30, 7. If something's lagging that he didn't finish, maybe I would help him with, but Yeah, we're usually in bed by 10:30. So, I'm old.
That's late. That's you're not old yet.
No.
Yeah, unless there's a good game on or a fight or something, I'll be up there. And I had to pay for it, so to watch it.
Yeah, that last fight, I don't think anybody wanted to
watch. Oh, my God. That was terrible. That was terrible.
It was just awful. I would entertain a motion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I make a motion to approve the permit to build a storage shed and turn this house.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
And ask just to follow maybe a procedure to
do a site visit
not require a site plan review. I'm sorry.
Thanks very much.
I want to keep you on track with that if I could.
Okay. Yep.
Should I add that into it?
No, just do it first, and we'll do two separate motions.
Okay. So I entertain a moment to approve the permit.
No, we'll do the first one first.
We're going to do the.
Site plan review, just saying that whether it is not necessary to have a site.
I make a motion to. To not have to do a site visit.
Good enough.
Site plan review.
How about seconding that, Cindy?
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. One more time.
Okay. I prepare a motion to approve the permit.
Use the permit number.
Okay. Permit number A2024-040 as written, with the knowledge that there could be a sign added at a later date.
In accordance
to the bylaws.
Good enough. That covers a lot. Is there a second to that, Cindy?
I'll second that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Once again, unanimous. Thank God, because it'd have to be.
Yeah.
You're in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for waiting.
Yes. Yeah, no problem. Cool. Thank you, Cindy, for answering the phone.
Appreciate it. You're very welcome.
Because my busy season comes up here next meeting, so I wouldn't be present. So it's worked out well.
And thank you for being my favorite UPS
driver.
You're
welcome so much. And you guys will all get your Christmas presents, I promise.
I'm just going to say good suck up.
Yeah. You know what? I used to tell him that. It wasn't like I'm sucking up.
Yeah. Are we free?
You're good to go.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And give you the
what do we do from here?
I think you're going to get a sign. He'll get a permit signed.
I will do the permit for you, and you'll get a packet with the placard and everything.
You can come down and grab it.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask.
Okay.
You want to just pick it up when I
get
a call?
Yeah, you can do that now. No. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to do it in my office when I'm in there.
When you're on the books, yes.
I will give you a call and grab it. And
Cindy,
if you have any questions,
we're waiting for Logan.
Thank you guys. Take care. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You don't have to be. We can talk to Logan. We can talk to Logan and just get the particulars on some of the things that I asked Logan to give us and maybe get a timeline. You're welcome to stay on the phone. I've got 96%, so you're welcome to stay on the phone, but you don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm gonna lay it out for you. I totally forgot. I was upstairs cleaning in anticipation of the kids getting here next week, and I totally forgot about the meeting. So I can come down, but I'm really filthy dirty, and I look like God knows what. So if I I'd rather not.
We don't want to see that.
No, we don't.
We would love you anyway, Cindy.
We don't care if you're dirty or not, but you can stay home if you want.
Yeah, I mean, with cobwebs in my hair, you really don't want to see this. It's pretty pathetic. Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you called me. I apologize for forgetting my responsibilities. I just got sidetracked and my brain cell did not activate. I do apologize.
Oh, that's all right. We'll depend on you the next time around.
Yes, sir, you will. I will be there, I promise. I'll even set a timer so I don't forget.
Okay. All right. Thanks, sir.
All right.
We haven't seen Logan yet anyway, so bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I didn't even see Charlotte sitting in the corner.
Oh, you know, we didn't do balls.
We didn't do what?
The minutes.
The minutes.
That's okay. They can be held off.
Well, I'll
call her back.
Yeah. Hey, we forgot to do the minutes. I jumped ahead, so if you would stay on for a little bit longer, pick a few cobwebs out of your hair. So I would entertain a motion for the minutes.
I entertain your motion.
I motion to approve.
I motion to approve the meeting, the minutes of the meeting of November 20th.
Is there a second,
Cindy?
No,
there is. I will second that.
Is there any additions, deletions, or corrections?
Nope. I didn't see any.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. I won't call back.
It's okay. You're very welcome. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
No,
wait, so what is Logan going to talk about tonight? Is it the subdivision?
Well,
or
the subdivision.
I thought the downtown designation was the first thing that we had to do.
I don't think so. Well, we'll find out. I think you need, well, I think it helps to have the subdivision to get the downtown, but I don't know.
Why and do it, those other towns have subdivision regulations that are 80 pages long?
Well, because they have lawyers and people that don't have anything else to do but write those things. Yeah, and we're gonna use Logan very, very a lot this time because I frankly don't think that we got the complete payout on the grant or. Let's put it this way, I don't know that Fairhaven has enjoyed it. Somebody else may have enjoyed it. Yeah. I think that's kind of how they pay for these guys, by grants.
Mm.
So we'll use them. You know? So. Yeah,
he stated that the creation of the downtown designation and the subdivision regulations can take place at the same time, that the neighborhood development can happen afterwards.
Okay. The what?
The neighborhood development can happen afterwards. So those are the three things. So the downtown designation and subdivision coincide.
Somebody asked me about the town plan, but if it, I can't remember what it was. They asked me if something conformed to the town plan, and I can't remember who it was. Now I have to go back and use my rather addled brain. Hey, I toughed that thing up a little bit over the years. I got like three brain cells left, and they're all dealing with breathing.
I haven't watched TV since November 6th.
Wow.
Except for IDTV.
On this downtown designation, this it gives you the step by step. It's really kind of cool. It's the way a business or a government thing should be. So there's just a checklist.
I knew he looked familiar, but without his browns.
Brown uniform. Yep.
And he let his hair grow out a little.
We went to Mount Independence, my family and I, just for a fun day one day. And we were hiking, and there was this person we kept kind of passing. I'm like, I know that person. Who the heck is that person? And I said to my husband in the car on the way home, it's like, I know that person. Who was it? And we were like halfway home, and I was like, that's the UPS guy. He was just out with his family, dressed in normal clothes.
Was it Dana?
No,
it was
a tall,
skinny guy. You don't see him
guy.
Out of context.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, ah. It took me a minute. Then I felt rude because I didn't say hi to him. I mean, like, he didn't say hi to me either, but.
Well, I mean, he knew I looked familiar. Yeah. And I said, you do too. Yeah. When the minute he said he worked for UPS, I knew exactly who he was. He always has a smile on his face.
Yeah.
He is the friendliest guy.
It's a grueling job.
Yes.
They
finally are going to get air conditioning.
They have a lot of standards that they have to keep, and they have, you know, I worked at the, I loaded for them.
Oh, you did?
After I got out of the Navy.
Oh.
And you had to get, at the time, they had double stack trailers. So there was, you work your way, you know, a UPS box, all the way to the front of the trailer, on, and it had just regular roller wheels built into the trailer, and you push stuff out of the trailer. It wasn't automatic, it wasn't, there wasn't a belt. There wasn't anything like that. And then you got to the front and you started flipping up doors, the floor, and there was another whole thing back to the, and they wanted 20 packages a minute out the door.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And
did you work like the 4 to 8 shift?
Yeah.
Did you and, did you know Lori McMorrow?
Oh yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I knew who she was.
She passed away.
Yeah. But I mean, at the time, a UPS, well, still, a UPS package could be a, you know, a truck tire or an apple tree.
Right.
You
right.
know, and if one came after one, it's hard to push a truck tire with an apple tree.
Wow.
You know, so, and they were, and actually, it's how they got rid of women.
Not being able to.
Not be, because.
Do they're, that pace.
Not being able to keep that pace.
Lori worked there for quite a while.
Well, I mean, some people could, but a lot of people couldn't, and a lot of it was.
I remember her saying that she made as much as some people did 40 hours.
Yes.
Working 20 hours a week.
Well, I was at the time when people were making, you know, if you were making $5 an hour, you were making a lot in the 70s. And I was making $8.
Wow.
And, you know, like I went to a union meeting and they said, we're going to get you another dollar an hour. I said, we don't need another dollar an hour. Why don't you do something about the production standards?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. They were very much a company union, even though they were a Teamster. But I didn't last there. I hated that job. I absolutely hated that
job. So you had to hustle, bud.
Oh, you did.
Every minute of the day.
Absolutely. Hey, how you doing, bud?
So sorry for being late.
Well, that's, okay.
That's all right. We were late. We don't have a quorum, but we can still
discuss.
And you've got a bunch of questions to answer, and we can see where you've progressed so far, and we'll go from there. We did have a quorum, but it was on the phone, so we didn't hold up.
That's yours.
Oh, thank you.
A question for minute purposes.
Good question. I know what you're doing.
Should we close the meeting?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll just take...
Yeah, this is a working session, so okay. If you'd be kind enough to take notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I entertain a motion.
I was going to bring my laptop and I didn't. Never mind, yeah.
You want to close it when Cindy rang off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
have that time.
Oh, okay.
If that is what we want to do. So she left.
One motion to adjourn, and Cindy seconded it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all voted on it. If I remember correctly.
Okay.
That sounds, yeah, I do too.
all right, I'm going to.
It's a good thing this is a little small town. Everybody knows everybody.